If you think that books and footballs don't mix, wait until you hear Rita Smith's rediscovery today.
Walter Camp was born April 7, 1859. As a boy, Camp wasn't particularly athletic nor strong, but he loved sports and wanted to excel in them. So he set himself a personal regimen. Every morning he did calisthenics, and in the afternoon went on long runs on the roads around New Haven, Connecticut. During recess, he kicked his black football around the schoolyard. His youthful discipline paid off. When he was 17, he entered Yale and was an outstanding halfback on the football team who could run, pass, and kick. But he didn't limit his playing to football. He also played baseball, ran track, swam, played tennis, and rowed in his class crew. Oh yes, he also wrote verse and was the class poet. But football was his first love, and as a representative of Yale, in conference with other schools, he was responsible for the development of certain important football rules and procedures, such as reducing the number of men on a team from 15 to 11, instituting the scrimmage system, and establishing the position of quarterback. He was a member of the Football Rules Committee and is known as the father of modern football. After dropping out of medical school, he got a job with the New Haven Clock Company, a connection which he maintained the rest of his life, rising from the position of clerk to president of the company. When he was about 30, he became head football coach and athletic director at Yale. Because he had to tend to his business during the day when the team practiced, most of his work as coach was done at home in the evening when the other coaches would stop by. His winning record at Yale, the best of any college in the country, established football as the major college sport. But remember those poems he used to write in college? He still enjoyed writing, and in his spare time, between running the clock company and coaching football, he turned out books about football for boys. Books that grew out of his knowledge of the game and of the young men who played for him at Yale. Some of these books were instructional, such as Football Without a Coach, written mainly for grammar school and high school boys who wanted to play the game. But most of them were novels, which followed a main character, such as Dick Goddard or Danny Phipps, a red-headed, hot-tempered young athlete, through his college athletic career. In these books, Camp reaches back to his own youth, creating a young hero who goes to Yale full of the desire to excel and makes good on the team, just as Camp himself had done at 17.